Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie. Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
You couldn't possibly be Jimmy Barclay.
That's Donna, my sister.
You have a wonderful son, Mr. Barclay.
You're not the blonde with the dimples, though.
You look so tall and hairy.
Lots of politics and traffic.
Drive!
Budget cuts.
You are so cute when you're scatterbrained.
George, over here.
Oh, hi, Connie.
Hi.
I'm sorry I'm late. Jimmy here yet?
No. Well, of course, it's been so long, he could be sitting right over there and I wouldn't recognize him.
No, that's not him, unless he's gained 200 pounds and gone bald. Of course, I haven't seen him in a long time either. Has a waitress come by yet?
Yeah, I ordered 3 waters.
Oh, great.
So you haven't seen Jimmy in a while?
No, or heard from him. Guess he works all the time.
Where does he work?
The Washington Star.
Really?
Yeah, amazing, huh? He's hit the big time. Of course, it's just an entry-level reporting position, but, you know.
Well, I think that's great. I can't wait to see him. It's been forever.
Well, he'll be glad to see you, too. But I thought Joanne was coming with you.
A slight change of plans. Mm. A water pipe burst at the antique shop, so she decided to go straight back to Odyssey to help Jack.
And you didn't go?
No. I thought I'd stick around and see the sights for a few days. I'll fly back later.
I see.
Plus, I don't want to go back and have to answer the why didn't you marry Mitch question 100 times.
I don't blame you.
Well, this looks like my table.
Hey, Jimmy!
Hey,
son, how are you?
See you. Connie, you haven't changed a bit.
I'm going to have to see some ID. You couldn't possibly be Jimmy Barclay.
I'm sorry to say it, but it's me.
You look so tall. And what's hairy?
Oh, well, you know, you like the goatee there, yeah?
Okay, now I know I'm really old. I'm supposed to babysit Jimmy Barclay, not comment on his facial hair.
This is the first time I've seen it, too. You look, well, menacing.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. That's what I was going for. So have you guys ordered here?
Well, we were waiting for you. Come on, sit down.
Well, Mr. Goatee Man, how's your life? I hear you're working at the Star.
Uh-huh.
That sounds exciting. Tell me about it.
You know, there's not much to tell. I write articles and stuff. You know, it's a lot of writing and stuff.
How do you like living in Washington?
Yeah, it's okay. You know, lots of politics and traffic.
Just a little worse than Pocanberry Falls.
Yeah, you know, there are actually a few stoplights here. I was surprised, too. Yeah.
Hey, have you made lots of friends?
A few. But how are you? Dad told me something about you getting married.
Didn't happen.
Oh, how come?
Well, it's a long, depressing story, and I'd really rather talk about your goatee or your father or anything, really.
Okay, so how are you, Dad?
Good.
What's this conference thing that you're doing here?
It's the Stand Your Ground Christian Men's Conference. We're having a big rally in front of the Capitol on Tuesday. I'm on the organizing committee. We're hoping to have 50,000 men show up.
Wow, I'm surprised I haven't heard about it.
Well, it's a men's conference. We've been using, you know, secret hand signals, things like that to get the word out.
Hi there. Here are your waters.
Thank you.
So, are you all ready to org... Oh, my goodness. Jim?
Felicia.
Oh, this is so sweet. Did you come here to surprise me?
You know, I didn't even know you worked here.
Well, I told you the other day I got this job. You are so cute. When you're scatterbrained.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jimmy, is this your family?
Well, sort of. Uh-huh. Dad, Connie, this is my, my friend, Felicia.
Friend? Oh, well, thanks a lot. I thought I ranked a little higher than that. I'm his girlfriend.
Really?
Uh-huh.
girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, right. Felicia and I, we kind of hang out, you
wow,
know.
Wow, this is just so great meeting the two of you.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, scooch over, Jimmy.
You're joining us.
Sure.
You know, listen, I really don't think your manager wants you to sit down on the job, especially if it's your first week.
Oh, Jimmy, it's just an early lunch break.
You're the only waitress here.
Oh, Connie. Connie! I've heard so much about you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, but you know, I thought that you were at school in California.
No. That's Donna, my sister.
Oh, sister. Oh, so then Connie's not your sister.
No. She's just a friend.
Oh, a friend.